with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
All right, then what happened? Look at Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. When it was fully come. When that day came for all of redemption to be consummated, for God to take up residence again in a human body through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, suddenly, boom, there was a sound from heaven. Something came from, I'm talking about a sound that came out of eternity into time. Woo! Suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And this sound filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. In other words, there was a personal fire for you. A personal fire for you. A personal fire for you. It wasn't like a whole big one flame sat down. The Bible said there appeared cloven tongues of fire that sat upon each of them individually. The fire of God came down and enveloped them. And Jesus immersed them in the Holy Ghost. Woo! And they were all filled. And they were all filled. They were all baptized in the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And that fire that came down on them, they couldn't contain. And when the Holy Ghost came on them, something began to well up on the inside. Out of their belly. Oh, my dela bronco sabataka soma delava. Oh, manile from maseke tula brabaka. Oh, mandale vrikista. That little upper room could not contain them. And they went all out in the street. Oh, mandule brangu saba dala vri. Alala pontole vri. Transformed by the Holy Ghost. Changed from the natural to the supernatural. Peter, who was swearing and cussing and denying the Lord, now took center stage. And the Bible said, and he being filled with the Holy Ghost. See, it makes all the difference in the world what you are filled with. You can be filled with envy, filled with strife, filled with bitterness. But I'm going to tell you, you need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Full of love, full of joy. Full of peace, full of power, full of strength, full of health, full of blessing, full of goodness, glory to God, full of gentleness, full of humility. And 120 people turned Jerusalem upside down. Turned the whole city upside down. One man went down to Samaria and preached Christ to him. And a whole city came to God. Even a sorcerer repented and gave his heart to Jesus. J- Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And when he baptizes you in the Holy Ghost, he baptizes you into a supernatural way of living. Just got to get out of that flesh. And they will all feel. And they will all, every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. And they will all feel. Everybody. All of them. Men and women. Men and women. Feel. With the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak in other tongues, a holy language. That's first evidence. So God affects your mouth. Because if you ever was to move to a foreign country, the first thing you'd have to do is learn the language so you could fit and function. So what did he do? When he brought us into the kingdom, he changed our language. And gave us the ability to communicate with him supernaturally. The natural man don't understand these things. They are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But I can talk to God in a language that can't nobody else understand. That's supernatural. That done put me in another arena of living. And when I learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us, pray in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Joy in the Spirit. And I got a whole lot of stuff here that the Bible talks about what the Holy Ghost does in us when he comes. It's more than I can tell you this morning. But I want to challenge you today. To crucify your flesh, identify those gentle promptings and urges and those nudges that God has put in your spirit and stop ignoring them because they are keeping you out of the realm of the supernatural. You need to learn how to go with the flow, and your flesh is going to always rise up and offer opposition and going to oppose the will of God in your life, but you got to crucify your flesh. Paul said, I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest by any means I myself would be a castaway after having preached to others. Examine your own heart. Check your own spirit out. What has the Holy Spirit been moving you to do that you've just been procrastinating on? You're not listening. You're ignoring him. Not paying attention. Sometimes we get intoxicated with this world. And we're too drunk on this world to hear what the Spirit of God's saying with us. And that power lies dormant in us. Satan have neutralized the church. Because he intoxicate us with the world. And we get so caught up with worldly activities and worldly mindsets that we don't have time to listen to the Holy Spirit when he say, read your word. When he say, spend a little more time praying. Those are instructions from the Holy Spirit that if you listen and obey, now you're going to have to overcome your flesh to do it. Because flesh don't ever want to do nothing spiritual. The Bible says the carnal mind is enmity against God. You got to renew your mind that you need to submit to God every day. You need to give your heart to him. You need to humble yourself every day and acknowledge your dependence on God, upon God. And then you have to say, Lord, my life is yours today. Command me the way you want me. Tell me what you want me to do. And I'm going to tell you, that's hard on flesh. Flesh that ain't crucified will be like a bear. Flesh that ain't crucified, try to slap your spirit all around. Say, shut up in there. But you need to put flesh in its place and say, I'm going to live out of my spirit because the Holy Spirit will keep witnessing to you what you need to do. He'll start giving you visions about what you'll see yourself doing something. You need to listen to that and obey that because it's going to take you out of that natural realm. Because in that natural realm, there's nothing but toil and stress and frustration. Rick Renner. He was expounding on Galatians 5, 6, walk in the Spirit. He said, other scholars say that could have been translated, stroll in the Spirit. Take a stroll. See, a stroll means a leisurely walk. I mean, free from anxiety, free from frustration, free from pressure, free from turmoil. That's the way God wants you to live. And Jesus is our example, because when Jesus got bad news, you should see how he responded to it. When they came and told him, they just chopped off John the Baptist's head. What did Jesus do? He went out and he healed the sick. He said, you go tell that fox that I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I'm going to be perfected. He said, that's how he said, I got a message for the devil. You tell him, I'll get him. And he went out there and he ministered to people. When they came to him and told him, Lazarus is sick. He's about to die. What did Jesus do? Waited 4 days. What would most people do? Boys, get up. Let's go. We got to go. Lazarus is about to die. Let's get there right now before he dies. What did Jesus do? He strolled in the Spirit. Amen. 5,000 men hungry, not including women and children. He looked at his disciples and said, go feed them. See, he's introducing them to a supernatural way of living. He said, you go feed them. And what did they do? In the natural, they say, we don't have enough, because they looked in the natural. Then Jesus said, well, what do you have? You have nothing but these 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring it to me. And what did he do? He turned that around and he looked up to heaven and he blessed it. He said, Father, bless this. And he gave thanks to God. He said, now set them down in companies of 50. See, he wasn't agitated or disturbed or anything. He didn't care what the number was. Why? Because he's living in a supernatural arena. He's not governed by the natural laws. When he went up into a mountain to pray, and the disciples left him. So what did he do? He said, well, I better meet them boys. So what did he do? He just started walking on the water. Let me go catch up with him. He was strolling in the Spirit. And he wasn't walking fast. He was taking his time. That's how he lived. He lived in the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit, guided by the Spirit, taught by the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit. And when you live in that arena, then it removes the stress and the turmoil from your life, to where you are just dependent on your Father, because he also had this mindset. I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see him doing.